you want to go? Yes, go travel, go explore, go find a new city, go reconnect with friends, go have fun. That's why we created OnGo, the trusted rapid COVID-19 self-test. OnGo gives you accurate COVID test results and peace of mind in just minutes. So anywhere you go, you know. You'll know if you're COVID-19 free, and you'll know you're protecting loved ones. OnGo is readily available at letsongo.com, Amazon, Walgreens, or walmart.com. Use promo code ONGO15 for 15% off at letsongo.com today.
Finding the right person for the job isn't easy. Just ask someone who hired a lounge singer to be their office receptionist.
Hello, this is Mickey Marquis, and you've reached the office of Duggan Associates. Thank you very much. Catch me Tuesday nights at the Hotel Johnson. Hello?
But if you've got an insurance question, you can always count on your local GEICO agent. They can bundle your policies, which could save you hundreds.
Duggan Associates, this is Mickey Marquis. Hello?
For expert help with all your insurance needs, visit geico.com/local today.
Welcome back to Success Made to Last Legends Show. I'm Rick Tokini. This is our special Valentine's Day program, and Renee Marino has been booked to be on our show what now seems like forever. And there was a reason to have Renee on our show, and as most of you that listen to this program know, that we are all about talking to people that have moved from success to significance. And Renee's super uber successful side is that she has been a female lead as an actress and playing in some of my favorites, like she played Mary Delgado in the film Jersey Boys that was directed by our friend Clint Eastwood, and so many other things. And I could sit here and read your bio all day long about success, but I'm just so glad to have you on because we're going to be talking about your first published book, which we think is of significance, called Becoming a Master Communicator. Renee, welcome to our Legends Show.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored to be here, and especially honored because it's the day of love, and I love love. I even wore red for you. So I'm really, really excited to chat with you today.
Well, likewise. And so tell us a little bit more about your career and maybe highlight a couple of the accomplishments along the way that have led to you writing Becoming a Master Communicator.
Sure. Since I was a little girl, Rick, my biggest dream was to perform on Broadway. My family doesn't know where that dream arose within me because my father worked in a factory. My mother worked in a nursing home. No one knew anything about being a professional performer. My grandfather was a ballroom dancer, but not on any sort of level of Broadway or really, really making it, as they would call, big time. But mm-hmm. I just always loved dancing, singing, performing, and I worked. My little took us off. Truly, just through hard work and perseverance, I made it to Broadway. I toured nationally and all over North America with several Broadway tours. But my actual New York City Broadway debut was in 2010, the West Side Story revival, which mm-hmm. we all know the movie just came out as well. Many of my friends who I did the show with on Broadway are in the film. And from there, I just kept going. I kept fighting even amongst all of the thousands upon thousands of no's. And I think that that's really important to point out, because when we see people get interviewed or we watch someone get interviewed and they're successful, right? And they have significance next to their name. We don't think about the other side of what it was like to get there. We think, oh, overnight success, they're lucky. And I think it's really important to let everyone know there was a lot of rejection, a lot of you're not good enough, you're too this, you're not enough that. But because I have always had such good communication within myself, I was able to persevere. I would feel my feelings when I felt upset and still move forward. And after being on Broadway for many years, I had the honor of playing Mary Delgado, as you said, in Clint Eastwood's Jersey Boys film. And while I was in LA, I did a TV show out there. I wrote my own one-woman show, which was a huge accomplishment. And then when I came back to New York City, my most recent Broadway show was Pretty Woman, the musical, just like the movie. And during that time, Rick, was when I began writing my book. And I've always had such a passion for writing. But when it came down to what I was really going to talk about in this book, I knew it was about communication, but I didn't know exactly what part of communication. As you and I know, it's a very broad topic. So what really propelled me to figure out what angle of communication I was going to write about, it came when I was at a restaurant with a friend of mine and a family of five sat down next to me, two parents, a teenage son and two young children. And the entire meal, no one spoke. Everyone had their heads down in a digital device. And I remember thinking that I was heartbroken for them because I come from a family where we often were sitting around the table, eating, laughing, arguing, but nonetheless communicating. And I truly believe that everything starts with communication. So watching this family miss out on these beautiful moments of connection just really broke my heart. And I said, that's it. This is what this book needs to talk about, because we all experience it, right? Nowadays, we're texting, we're emailing. We assume we know what a text message means that causes problems. And we don't realize that this is only going to get more intense as technology gets more advanced. So I said, okay, I need to help shine a light on this. And I really believe that this book will help to change people's lives for the better. And here I am now as a professional communication coach.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on that journey. And sometimes it takes epiphanies along the way, like you just described. When you look back on your career, who would you hold out as your favorite mentors that have helped you and shaped you as a storyteller?
My father, my incredible father, who my book is dedicated to. I lost him 2 years ago, and he was just the greatest man alive. And for as long as I can remember, he was the master communicator. He always communicated his love to me so clearly. He communicated when it was time to sit me down for a talk. Renee, you're being too much of a perfectionist. Don't beat yourself up, Renee. And he taught me about that true significance of self-love, the importance of keeping your feet on the ground and always staying true to yourself. And I, again, could just cry thinking about it, because to some, it may sound like such simple advice, right? But the simple things are the big things. And those ground level ideas that he communicated to me literally shaped me for my entire life. Through all those years of auditioning and being told, Renee, you're too short, you look too Italian, you're not Italian enough, I was able to keep going because I had my father's voice in my head saying, there are always going to be people who try to tear you down or who judge you. But as long as you know who you are and you stay true to who you are and remember where you came from, that's all you have control over, and that's all you have to concern yourself with. My father, for sure.
Oh, thank you for saying that. That is quite touching. I wonder about your life moving from the stage to being a communication specialist. And I don't know if it was Shakespeare who said all of life is a stage. And I'm wondering if somehow subconsciously being in three-act plays or knowing that there's a beginning, a middle, and an end has influenced how well you articulate.
Absolutely, Rick. And if nothing else, understanding from the stage as a performer, as a professional actress, you are telling a story at all times, whether it's through your physical body, through dance, whether it's through a scene where you're embodying this character, you're telling the story. And for me, what was actually one of my favorite parts of being a professional actor was leaving the stage door of my Broadway theater and talking to the fans, mm-hmm. talking to the beautiful people who paid to see me mm-hmm. on stage, because I got to hear, like, I love people. I'm naturally a people person. Like, Rick, I would much prefer to be in person with you because that's just how I am. I'd like to give you a hug, sit and have a cup of coffee with you. That's my favorite. So to speak to the fans and understand what they liked about the show, why they even wanted to come see this show and share a bit about me. I mean, that was so incredible and such a learning experience, because no matter what field we're in, now I'm a communication coach. But the bottom base level of that is connection, right? Yeah, communication is connection. So to have that skill to be able to be comfortable being yourself, I think is what it really comes down to, because I've been so happy to help so many people to get on camera, especially throughout this pandemic, to get on camera and be able to connect with others by being themselves. It's scary for a lot of people. And if you're one of the people out there who's like, oh, I hate the camera, the minute it turns on, I freeze, I can't be myself, just know you're not alone. And I've helped so many people to get to that point of being able to speak on camera, because what they realize is, oh, I just have to be myself. Mm-hmm. That's all it takes. And I know that is not always simple to do, but instead of thinking that you have to play a role or be someone else, or what I hear the most, be perfect, it becomes so much easier when you realize that imperfection is a part of being human.
Indeed it is. On a romantic side of this, given that it's Valentine's Day, I'm sure that you have experienced love and lost love. And just like a musical, there's probably have been lots of lessons that you've learned from that. How does your book address romance and communication?
Oh, chapter 3, my friend, is all about relationships. And Rick, it really begins before we even talk about romance, friendships, parenting relationships. It starts with the self. And when we take the time to connect within, waking up in the morning, instead of jumping on our smartphones and scrolling on social media to jump into other people's lives, and instead we sit with ourselves, ask ourselves, how am I feeling? Write about it, meditate, pray, whatever works for you. But taking that time to connect with yourself is first and foremost, most important. Because when you have that strong communication with self, you know who you are. You're able to hear what I say, that quiet voice of your soul, or what many of us say, your gut instincts. You're able to hear that quiet voice. And when you're able to tune into that voice, you're always steered in the right direction. So then when it comes to romance and you meet someone and something said that to you feels like, oh, a red flag, you can catch that right away. Instead of going down the road, you're together 5 years, and then you're like, ooh, yeah, I thought that actually after the first couple times we met, but I ignored it. When you have communication with self, it helps you to get really grounded within who you are, so then you know what you want. So the book talks so much about romance connection, but it all stems from that connection with yourself.
Beautiful. Okay, so what makes your book distinctively different from all the other hundreds of books that are out there on the marketplace?
Rick, when you read this book, I like to compare it a little bit to a Rick Steves guidebook. If you've traveled to Europe and Rick Steves has his book where it tells you everywhere to go, what you need to do. For myself, when I went to Italy, I had that book with me like it was my wallet. And mm-hmm. I referred to it and I kept it in my purse the entire time. That is what this book is for the reader. It's this beautiful guidebook that feels like not only are you getting actionable and simple tools and practices to use today, but it's like you have me as your best friend guiding you along. And it's so different from any other book because I'm so different than anyone else. My stories are unique. My stories of being a performer on Broadway, working with one of the greatest legends that we know today, Clint Eastwood, and not just what I learned from him as an actor. No, 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 no. It's what I learned from him when he and I would sit and eat lunch together every day that we filmed. And every day that I would ask him a million questions, Clint, what was it like when you started acting? Clint, when did you first get an agent? What was it like? And I was like a sponge. And all of that guidance and incredible inspiration I share in the book. And on top of it, Rick, it's a journal. Mm-hmm. Each chapter has what I call a reflection section. And being an avid reader myself, I love when I read a book and then I can have the time to process. And having the reflection sections in each chapter allows the reader to take a pause and then reflect within themselves again, because I teach that first getting clear on yourself is the secret ingredient to your success.
Okay. That's a great bridge to how can our listeners get in touch with you for a session or even to get possibly a sign autograph copy of your book?
Reach out to me, my friends. My website, ReneeMarino.com. You will see everything right there. You'll get to read not only about myself, but about the book and my workshop I teach called Connecting on Camera, as well as my one-on-one coaching. It's a really beautiful, beautiful website with a lot of info. So check out ReneeMarino.com. And if you're an Instagram user, I love Instagram, you can direct message me at I am Renee Marino.
Fantastic. And now we're going to pause for a word from our sponsors. And Blue Dots Partners is a great long-standing supporter of this network. And their book, Aligning the Dots, along with their TV show, The Alignment Zone. So here's a word from them.
Hey, we have known the team at Blue Dots Partners for going on a year now. We started with an interview on this very show of Dr. Philippe Boissieu, which led to reading his brilliant book, Aligning the Dots, and we have literally worn that book out. Dr. Boissieu was a direct report to Steve Jobs and started Apple.com, growing it from $1. Today, it does over $25 billion a year in sales. Dr. Boissieu wants to shift the paradigm and move the needle when it comes to growing your enterprise. He is the guy who wants to create the next big acceleration stage for your company. Would you like to work with him? The proprietary process starts with a business alignment score, and the questions that he asks, man, they're tough. We learned that aligning our business both internally and externally is a must for growth, and that a growth playbook needs to be crafted. Well, it became our guide to achieving growth within our own company. So if you lead or own a business that is over $10 million in sales like us, you're seeking to grow consistently ahead of competition. Well, if that's the case, then Blue Dots Partners are your partners in waiting, because as Dr. Boissieu says, there's only growth or death. So visit BlueDotsPartners.com today. That's BlueDotsPartners.com today. And also watch his great TV show, The Alignment Zone, on C-Suite TV. Remember, if you aren't willing to risk the unusual, you will have to settle for the ordinary.
And we're back with Renee Marino, author of this fantastic book, Becoming a Master Communicator. And on this side of the show, Renee, we ask maybe a little bit deeper, more philosophical questions. And on this show, we have been studying collaboration and fear and lots of other crazy topics. And so you being from stage and screen, we're going to probably dip our toe into some more of the cinema questions today than usual. Let's start with this crazy one. If there is a sound to the person, Renee Marino, what is that song or sound?
Oh, song or sound? Oh, birds flying high, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yep, that's it.
Nice. Love that. Okay, so we often ask this. If there is one famous movie line that you live by, what would it be? And one of ours is from Shawshank Redemption. Either get busy living or you get busy dying.
Ooh. Oh, this is good, Rick. I need to put my thinking cap on for this. Let's see. Movie lines. Huh. Well, let me think back to my favorite movies, really. Now, Jerry Maguire was one of my favorite movies, but I'm going to actually tell you this. I'm going to flip this question on its head, and I'm going to tell you a line that has affected me and helped me and my clients as a communication coach that actually has done us all a disservice. And that is from Jerry Maguire, "You Complete Me." And the reason I say that is because so many of us in the world today, speaking of relationships, we think a relationship is finding someone to complete us, when in reality, we must be whole before anyone else comes in to add to our lives. So I was just actually in a great conversation with someone just recently about this. Someone who is incredible, Amelia Antonetti. She's a behaviorist, like top of the line behaviorist. And she and I were talking about this, and I said, this line has, I think, ruined all of us for relationships. So it's my favorite movie and a very impactful line. But the reason why is because I think we have it a little bit backwards.
Ooh, thank you for that. All right, that's a great bridge too. We've studied polymaths like Leonardo da Vinci, who have mastered many domains. And recently we're reading about that he carried around the Mona Lisa until his dying days.
Wow.
Kept tinkering with it and dabbling with it as if he were going to perfect it. Please comment about why being a perfectionist creates a flawed communication process between people.
We get so held back by this idea of perfection that we let opportunities pass us by, we let relationships pass us by, and then we sit in regret, wanting to kick ourselves because we say, if we just had the confidence to speak up, if I just in that moment reached out to that person and said, I'd love to have a coffee with you. The idea of perfectionism is false. It's like it's fear, false evidence appearing real. That's what perfectionism is. None of us are perfect. There aren't perfect circumstances. So what I teach is called imperfect action. And that means taking action in our lives, in our relationships, speaking up, not when everything seems like it's how we think it should be, or the conditions are just right, or we look exactly how we want to look. No, it's when that fear is present and we still take the action. Even when we don't know exactly what we're going to say, but we know we need to have the conversation and we do our best, we take imperfect action. That, I believe, is the key to our success. That is what makes success last, is consistently taking those imperfect action steps. Because at the end of the day, even if things don't turn out the way you envisioned, at least you can celebrate yourself for knowing that you had the courage to try. And just want to bring this up really quickly. I go into this in chapter 9 completely about how I came to play the role of Mary Delgado in Jersey Boys, the film. And the story is so incredible, everybody. It's worth it's worth it to get the book just to hear that story, because I know we don't have tons of time here. But if I did not have the confidence to speak up in the audition room that day to ask to read for the role of Mary Delgado, I would have missed my once in a lifetime opportunity. And it's such a powerful story, not because it's like, oh, great, this girl played this amazing role. No, it's a representation of how important it is to put our perfectionism aside. And when we feel fear, instead of running from it, lean into it and take the action anyway.
You just answered the next three questions. So you and I must be on some sort of different zone together. It's beautifully stated. I mean, it's almost, I wrote down here that Renee is now our poster child for success to significance. And you just described how fear can be managed. If you have a relationship with fear, there is a way to move yourself forward.
Absolutely. And here's a really just quick, great practice for everyone. When you find yourself feeling fear, whether it's having that conversation, telling that person you love them, pressing record on that camera because you have to do a video for your business, and you feel those butterflies and your mouth goes dry and you're like, oh God, you have the thought, here comes the fear. I want you to flip the script for yourself and say, hold on, this is excitement. Fear and excitement, same exact energy. The difference, how we label it. When we label something exciting, I can guarantee you feel the same physical sensations. You feel butterflies, your mouth goes dry, your heart starts to race, but it's excitement. So you're like leaning into it. But the minute you label it fear and your shoulders hunch over and you're like, oh dear God, here it comes. Now you've labeled it negatively. So just think of an exciting moment in your life. And the next time you feel that fear, think of that exciting moment. It changes everything.
Okay, but to that point, when is fear a good thing when it comes to keeping you sharp?
Yeah.
And tell us about when butterflies going on stage for your 1,000th performance are still a good thing.
Oh, they're the best. Honestly, I don't know if I've never, in all of my years, I've performed since 5 years old, right? I'm 39 now. And I can't remember one time ever that I was not what some would label nervous, but I label excited, where the butterflies were going. I was like, oh my gosh, here we go. This is a big audience tonight. Clint Eastwood's in the audience, or so-and-so's in the audience. And that keeps you, as you said, perfect way to describe it. It keeps you sharp on your toes. Right? It keeps you, it's almost like that anxiety is working in your favor, because mm-hmm. you just have energy now. It's pulsating through your body. That dopamine is going through your brain and you are sharp. You are alert. So it's actually a gift. And that's the thing, is everything's perspective in life. If we can embrace it and say, okay, fear, I see you. Thank you. Thank you for being here. All of a sudden, we have a beautiful relationship with our fear instead of thinking that it's our enemy.
That's exactly right. It is leaning into fear, as you said.
Yeah.
Okay, so just a couple of final questions for our special guest, Renee Marino. If your dad were on the show with us today, what would he say is the most favorite part of the book that you've just written?
How it feels like you are sitting down talking with me, Renee Marino. It feels like we are sitting together, as I said before, having a cup of coffee, and it's down to earth. You know, one of the things that I value most in life is authenticity. And what is most impressive to me is a genuine person. And all my years in Los Angeles, I mean, I met some of the most incredible celebrities, artists. But for me, if I met you and you just weren't very kind or had a bit of an ego, I was immediately turned off. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to say, anyone who knows me since I was a little girl, they'll tell you, Renee's exactly the same. People mm-hmm. laughed before I became, you know, a Hollywood star, if you will. Don't let LA change you. And I would laugh. I was like, ha, I'm going to change LA. LA is not changing me because I know who I am. And I love being that person, flaws and all, right? All of my missteps and all of my imperfections. And my father would say, that's my little shit. That was his nickname for me. Aww. Little shit. He's like, that's my little shit. And that's exactly how she is. The way she writes in that book, that is her.
Yeah. Thank you for that. I sense your dad's presence with us today and the pride that he must have in his little shit daughter.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. You know, the very last question for you today is, I really like for you to address the individuals that are out there that are struggling, because my sense, what's on my heart, is there's a lot of friction and contentiousness between families today, and COVID has probably accelerated that tension. And you talking about your dad and the presence in his life, I could give you 100 statistics about the absent father in families. And I think that your book is speaking to that, and you've talked about it today implicitly about the role of fathers. Provide an encouraging word to families out there to help them move forward in the midst of this crazy pandemic.
One of the most crucial components of being what I call a master communicator is being a complete listener. What I mean by that is being someone who listens to hear and not to respond. What I witness in this day and age of technology that's such a gift to us, is that it allows us to be completely distracted, to have our mind in a million different places. And when it comes to those we love the most, our family, or I think just as important, your chosen family. If you're someone out there and you don't have a close mother or father or someone really in your own bloodline that you trust, chosen family is just as precious. And my chosen family are, I mean, some of the greatest human beings in my life. If you learn to listen and listen to hear, so many of the problems that you face will be turned down. Those problems will turn into lessons. You'll find that you probably have more commonality than you have differences. So if you're struggling and you feel like you're just constantly hitting a wall and there's resistance, I encourage you to sit back a bit. Take a pause and allow that other person, your mother, your father, your aunt, your friend, let them be heard. And as much as you want to throw your opinions in there and as much as you want to attach your labels to them and your judgments, I really encourage you for this time, say, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to take a deep breath and I'm going to fully listen to what they have to say. And the minute I catch myself thinking, oh, they don't know what they're talking about, I want you to again take a deep breath and step back. When you do this, you will find the other person is going to step up in such a way that you've never seen, because you've given them a gift, the gift to be heard without judgment, and the gift to give them an open platform to share their feelings. And you also give yourself a gift, the gift of possibly learning something new, gaining a new perspective, and most commonly, realizing that you agree more than you disagree.
That was powerful. As I told you before the show, I think that you have moved from success to significance. And this podcast is living proof of it. Thank you, Renee, for being on. And where can our listeners purchase your book and follow you and all of the above?
I have had such a wonderful time with you today, Rick. Thank you so much. Truly, it's been so wonderful. For those of you listening, make sure to grab a copy of my book, because this is what's really cool, everybody. When you get the book, you also get a free ebook to send to someone. So this is such a beautiful gift. I love getting the gift of a book. So grab your copy. You can go to becomingamastercommunicator.com. And that's my book link. And it's great because you'll read all about the book, the incredible endorsements from people like Dean Graziosi, Russell Brunson, Chaz Palminteri, you know, my dear mentor is on the cover with me, Mr. Clint Eastwood. So you'll get to read all about the book and you can order it there. Or if you are an Amazon lover, you can go to Amazon. But I definitely would say check out becomingamastercommunicator.com. That way you learn about the book. And like I said before, reach out to me on Instagram at I am Renee Marino. And I really look forward to hearing from you and hearing your thoughts about today's interview.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Renee. It was lovely to have you on. We need to have you back on again because communication is a skill that you continue to learn about. And it's dawned on me in the middle of the show that while we studied polymaths, that we never have thought about the mastering of a domain as a communicator. It's always been the sculptor, the painter, the musician, the singer. And maybe it's time for our nation and our families to step up and learn how to master communication. How simple.
Amen. And you know what? We can all start by getting my book and practicing the simple tools. And I'm telling you, Rick, I believe in my heart and soul, everything starts with communication. And when we learn to master this skill, we become limitless.
Fantastic. Thank you, Renee. And we appreciate our sponsors of today's show, Edward Jones Financial Advisors, as well as Blue Dot Partners. And, you know, we always end the show with, we hope that you continue to move your life from ordinary to extraordinary. But I'm going to throw in a bonus of be a complete listener. Big headline from Renee today. Thank you, Renee. And you take care of yourself and happy Valentine's Day.
You too. Happy Valentine's Day.
Folks, join us again on Legends. We'll have some other great guests coming up today, but probably none like Renee Marino. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Have a great week.
Do you have any nagging pain that just won't go away? Then put away all of your ordinary products and stop wasting your time. Life is far too short. Amore CBD was introduced to me by Ed Donnelly and his son, and I have finally found relief from an old basketball injury that has lingered for years. The data shows that the majority of people over 40 like us live with some form of chronic pain. When I used Amore CBD cream, my pain went away on my left knee. And here's what I really appreciated about it. It worked so effectively and relieved me of that pain that I went out and played tennis and pickleball, and I'm even back to playing golf again. This is an odor-free, grease-free cream that absorbed so rapidly, and it delivered 200 milligrams of the CBD without any trace of THC. That's right, no THC. And I was curious about what makes Amore CBD so instantly effective, and I asked Ed the question. He told me it's a combination of plant-based organic emu oil along with avocado oil, and he combines it with omega-3 underscored by lidocaine. That's the power of CBD. And again, it's not greasy. It's not stinky like a seventh grade football locker room. I absolutely love the results of Amore CBD, and I think that you will too. How about showing yourself some love today and visit AmoreCBD.com. That's AmoreCBD.com. And use the promotion code SUCCESS for 20% off your complete order. That includes not just the cream, but gummies, soft gels, and tinctures too. So for all of your CBD needs, go to amorecbd.com today.
Malfunctions in your electrical panel can lead to hazards like fire or power outages, leaving your home at risk. So leave it to the pros and Mr. Sparky.
888-8 Sparky.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in the respective state or county.
Our modern lives depend on industry. From the steel and cement that build our cities to the electricity and fuel that power our world. Carbon capture and storage can remove more than 90% of CO2 emissions from essential industries like these. That's why ExxonMobil is deploying this technology, helping lower the carbon footprint of many everyday things. From the roads we drive on to the devices we rely on, it's one of the ways we're advancing climate solutions. Learn more at ExxonMobil.com/solutions.